Has joined.
Good morning.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Good morning.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the fourth class for Psalm 89. And we will be starting at verses 43.
Randall
has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning. What verse are we on?
We're on Psalm 89. Okay. We're going to be starting at verse 43.
Okay.
It's all the fourth class as far as I can tell. Is that consistent with what everybody else knows?
Well, I have it dated as the last time was 8/21 of 20, August the 21st, and that's where I left off. But I've missed so many classes, I wasn't too sure. But
that's the last one I show as well, Connor.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
So we'll be starting with a L'shem Yehud. And the handout can be found on the Unique Astrological Times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every L'shem page. And when the landing page opens up, scroll down to the section for the Tanit Dibur, the Fast of Words. And you'll click on the link for the Psalms landing page, the second one, which starts with Psalm 89. When that landing page opens up, you're at Psalm 89, but you need to go down to the bottom of the Psalm 89 section to find the handouts. And the yearning for redemption that has not yet been translated for Psalm 89, as we discussed in earlier verses, how it's difficult to really understand the English translations versus what the Hebrew is actually saying. And that's why Rabbi Sutton has difficulty in why he has delayed the translation. Now, the Chon Mamre link will get you, and that opens up, scroll down to Psalm 89, and then scroll to verse 43, which is where we will start after the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkin tevid, kilu urchimu ukilu, kilu urchimu, le'akta l'shem yudhe bavave. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol. Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananehu. Verse 43. Harimo Avotaya, Yamin Sarav, Ishma Ta Kolo Yavav. Thou hast exalted the right hand of his adversaries. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. We have six words that connect to the Zerantin when it is separated from Malchut. There are 27 letters which connects to the 27 letters of the alphabet, which is the 22 basic letters and the 5 final letters. It's interesting to note that the word hand is not in the verse. They're translating yamin, which means right, as the right hand. That's probably the meaning of the three words that lead, it's the beginning of the verse. But it could also mean, not mean the hand aspect. Hand aspect means the manifestation. So it's indicating that Hashem has allowed the adversaries of the children of Israel to connect to the right, as opposed to exalting his right hand, meaning elevating his right hand. It could be that he is exalting, meaning he's elevating them to the right. And in so doing, the concept of connecting to the right column of the Tree of Life, because the 70 nations do not normally connect to the right column. You essentially do not see true sharing from the 70 nations. You do see people within the 70 nations who do share. But mostly you'll find that their sharing has an agenda. And that we call giving rather than sharing. Sharing is without a motive to receive something in return. So that's just my thoughts about this verse, and you know I don't speak Hebrew that well to be able to really get the sense of the Hebrew reading. But the fact that the word yad or yadayim is not in the verse is an indication to me that I understand why they would say that, why the translation would show that, but there is a different meaning that if you leave off the word hand. So it would be saying that the other nations are being exalted, the other nations being the adversary, but the exalted, the elevation is to the right column, not necessarily to the right hand, although there is a similarity of meaning to that. Verse 44. Yes. Thou turns back the edge of his sword and hast not made him to stand in the battle. And again, we have six words. And we have 28 letters that connect to the word koach, meaning power or strength. Going on to verse 45. Actually, in verse 44, the first word, ah. The gematria is 81. Hey, Aleph, or in this case, it's Aleph, hey. Ah is a connection to anger. They're not translating it as anger. But it could be an idiom, af tashiv, could be returned anger. But again, I don't speak Hebrew well enough to be in conflict with the translation. But it is very interesting to note that this year of 5781 has this word ah as part of the translation. And it, while it is seriously connected to the redemption, the opposite is it can generate anger. And we need to be very cautious and be aware of that about this year, 5781. Verse 45. Ishbata mitraro v'kiso la'aretz migarta. There are five words which connect to the five worlds. And the 23 letters connect to the 23 letters, meaning the 22 Hebrew letters, plus the letter that the tradition teaches will be revealed by the Mashiach. On the head tefillin, there's a shin, the letter shin on one side, and on the opposite side, there is a four vav shin. It has four spokes. And there's a number of different understandings of that, but one understanding is that might be the 23rd letter. Another understanding of that is the three vav shin fits together into the four vav shin. And essentially, the three vav shin is the energy of fire, and the four vav shin would put the fire out. And together, they form a complete level of the four worlds, which is a square, as opposed to the triangle of the three columns. So these are just different concepts that have been written about over the years, centuries, within the Kabbalah. So to translate the verse, thou hast made his brightness to cease and cast his throne down to the ground. Now this is saying that the actions of the children of Israel has put a veil over the light. And the throne, being the world of Briah, has been lowered by the actions, the negative actions of the children of Israel. Verse 46. Iksarta yeme aluma echetita alav bush Elisha, Selah. The days of his youth has been shortened. Thou hast covered him with shame, Selah. Always remember, whenever you see the word Selah, which has no translation, its gematria is 95, which is the same as Hamelech, the king. But it's an indication to us to pause and consider what was said previous to it. What is the verse saying that ends in Selah? Pause and think about it, contemplate it. So what is this verse telling us? The days of his youth has been shortened, as thou shortened. It's telling us when you do a negative action, you lose years of your life. The tradition teaches that you came into this world, every baby comes into this world with 120 years of life. The modern day Kabbalists have said that has been raised to 190 years of life. In reality, the oldest living person that's documented has lived to be 113 years old. But what it's saying in this verse is people who die earlier, 95, 102, 70-something, these people have shortened their life through their negative actions. And in that process, when they go into the next world, the world that is coming, they're literally going into the Garden of Eden to wait until the rest of us complete our tikkunim. They feel shame that they didn't succeed, they didn't finish, they didn't take off, they didn't get all of the 120 years. And there are 30 letters in this verse, along with the six words. We know what the six words are, and the 30 connects to the letter Lamed, which is a teaching. This verse is very clearly a teaching about what is happening between the physical world and the after effect of the physical world, what people will experience in the Garden of Eden, the lower Garden of Eden, when they are not yet fully righteous. How long, Hashem, will thou hide thyself forever? How long shall thy wrath burn like fire? There are nine words which connects either to Hakma or to Yesod. Twenty-nine letters connects to Av, the month of Av. It connects to the level of Chokmah. The questions being asked, it's the question that's being hinted at is, will Hashem ever forgive the children of Israel? So that they can return to the land. And in our generation, we know that we are returning to the land. And there are people who say that that can never change. And there are others who say there's a prophecy that Jerusalem will be taken over by the Arabs for a year as part of the war associated with Mashiach ben Yosef. Lots of different ways to understand this verse and how it applies. But the real issue is we question whether our teshuva is complete. But are we saying that it's really up to Hashem to accept it? He doesn't have to accept our teshuva. We have to keep doing the work. As long as we're in the physical world, we have work to do, spiritual work. And many people, in starting with Jacob, the patriarch, Jacob, the patriarch, who settled, as it says in the parasha of Vayeshev, he settled, he sat. He thought his work was done. He brought the 12 tribes. Now it's their job. He gets to sit in retirement. But there is no retirement from your spiritual work. And that is the message that we need to integrate into our lives. Verse 48. Zichar ani mechaled alma shavrata kol b'nei adam. Remember how short my time is. For what vanity has thou created all the children of men? Vowels are different, but it's the word zachor, meaning male, meaning remember, as it's being translated. But why is the vowel different? Why is the vav missing? And typically in zachor, it is always missing, because remembrance is not complete. And again, you have a vowel change. The word meh, taled, this has to be an idiom, because the word ma, mem hey, 45, is a level that connects to Chokmah. It connects to Adam. Connects to mankind. But with this vowel, it's different. What is the difference? You could add, well, this is really a powerful chiddush. The three dots, vowels have gematria as well. Every line in a vowel is six. Every dot in a vowel is 10. So the three dots plus the two dots that represent why we don't pronounce the hey in the word ma, mem hey, you got another 50. So 45, which is the level of Adam, plus the 50 gates of Bina brings us to 95, which is Selah, as we talked about, but it's also Melech, or actually HaMelech, the king, meaning Hashem. And what is the difference between man and God? The 50 gates of Bina, the 50 gates of full contemplation, the 50 levels of Sephirot that represents the counting of the Omer. But the word Mechaled is really being translated as my short time. And where does the time come from? The word time isn't in these four words. So it has to be an idiom. But obviously, I don't recognize the idiom. And you can, in the second part of the verse, you have the word ma again, mamhe, the second word of the second part. But it has a line under it. And the line, along with the two dots that make us not pronounce the final haze, becomes 26. And what is 46 or 45 and 26? Is 71. And 71 is literally a silent word, a silent scream of desire for Hashem. Why is it silent? Because it's Ayin Aleph, the unity of sight. Or sight is the unification. Wisdom, because sight is connected to wisdom. Wisdom is what unifies. Now, all of that is a new chidush, a new Torah revelation. So you have to really evaluate. It's coming from me. Is it truth? That you have to decide for each one of you for yourselves. There are 11 words in this verse. And 11, the number 11 connects to the Ketoret that brings us closer to Hashem. And the 11 connects to the 10 Sephirot, including the negative system, the 11th aspect. The verse is 49. Mi gever yihye willo yire mavet yamale tanav sho miyad she'ol sela. What man is he that lives and shall not see death, that shall deliver his soul from the power of the grave? Selah. I haven't heard this translation or this, but I have heard this in a very different context or a similar context of always the question of what is man created for. It's a question that once in a while, sometime in our life, many times in our lives, we will ask this question: why were we created? What is our purpose? Isn't it time for us to leave? Enough is enough. We all have these thoughts, whether we act upon those thoughts, hopefully not. Remember, the Salah is always is a pause to contemplate what is being asked, what's being expressed. Again, we have 11 words. there are 37 letters that connect to the concealed aspect of Bina. I have explained that number to you many times. Now, when Hashem's name is spelled out at the level of Bina, it has a gematria of 63. And when we subtract the revealed letters, 26, we're left with 37. So the concealed connection to Bina is through the number 37. Verse
50. Mishpata l'David ve'emunatecha.
Where are thy former mercies, Adonai, which thou didst swear unto David in thy faithfulness? Seven words representing the unity of the spiritual with the physical, Terantin with Malkut. Which is the Hebrew word dal, dalet lamed. The doorway to the teachings is one interpretation, translation. But dal actually means poorness, lack. And that is expressed by the words of this verse, where we're speaking about how well Hashem took care of David and protected him and elevated him and allowed him to do his work, his tasks, and how he changed from that of a shepherd into that of a king. Verse 51. Zechor Adonai Herpat Avadecha Te'eti Becheki Kol Rabim Amin. Remember, Hashem, the taunt of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom the taunt of so many people. Nine words. We need to know, is it Yesod or is it Bina? Is it Chokhmah? Already discussed 35 in verse 50. Verse 52.
Asher herhu oyevecha Adonai Hashem Asher herhu Ikvod Mashiachecha.
Wherewith thine enemies have taunted, O Lord, wherewith they have taunted the footsteps of thine anointed. Eight words that connects us to Bina. It connects us to Olam Haba, the world that is coming. 34 letters. We've discussed 34 as well. Verse 53. Baruch Hashem Leolam. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. There are five words connecting to the five worlds. And 20 letters connecting to the concept of direct light of 10 Sephirot and returning light of 10 Sephirot, creating a complete structure of enemy, of energy. Words amen vi amen is said many times in our morning prayers, different times in different readings, many times in the Psalms. And it has a very significant meaning. We know that amen is 91. And 91 represents the unity of Adonai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, and Adonai, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. 65 plus 26. So if you have 2 times 91, it's 182, plus 6 is 198. Let me think that, 182 plus 6, it's 188. The number 188 can be broken down into 100 plus 88. 100 is completion, 10 times 10. 10 Sephirot within 10 Sephirot. It's a form, an aspect of completion. 88 is one level below, one number, the cholel, the completion actually, of 89. And 89 is the gematria of Hanukkah. And what is Hanukkah? It is the revelation of the organus, the returning, the concealed light. 88 is not yet that level. The revelation isn't there yet. But by saying amen be amen with the consciousness of unification, we are connecting to that organus. Now, I have a question that, while you need to unmute because I'm going to need your answers. We have about 20 minutes left, and it will take a good share of that for me to read in the Hebrew from verse 1 to verse 53. And we haven't finished the contemplation that I've put as the commentary in verse 89. And that also is relatively long. Will take about 5 or 7 minutes. So we could try and finish this today, or we could stop now and complete the two actions in the next class, our next week, making it the fifth class. So which would you prefer?
I would prefer to continue it for the next week.
And I agree.
Okay,
and
so
I agree
gonna,
next week.
Next week we will finish the reading just strictly of the Hebrew and the commentary that's available on the Psalms landing page.
Yes, sir.
Does okay, anybody have any questions from what we've discussed today?
I think it was a great revelation. It's a very powerful psalm in itself.
That it is.
Most every psalm is. not taken away from the other.
I thought possibly the move to the right could maybe mean that the children of Israel were doing their spiritual work, which would keep the enemies away from the children of Israel. That maybe that's the possibility.
Go ahead. No.
That's okay. We all trying to hurry, I think, and not say too much. And I like to think that the four-letter Shin also has to do with the four mothers, and that women play a big part, being Hashem placed this on the left column with Bina. And I think to get back, to the kind of the discussion about Hashem doesn't have lack. He doesn't. He gives, but he has to have that left column, and that left column, Adonai, the Shekinah, and women play a big part in bringing the redemption.
That is absolutely true. And it's well said. Yeah.
And I think that, going by our vessels, our garments, our body, if you want it just the right, then all of humankind would just have right limbs, never left. That's what I see it. One leg, one arm. And to have balance, you have to have the left side, or you're just all one-sided, So I thought I came to my mind.
And that's why we hang on your coattails so strongly and don't give up. Because you're helping us elevate our own, teshuva that we need to do, our tikkun. And I know you don't like compliments, and I'm thanking Hashem when I say that.
The other thought pattern I had when you said about Yosef, about the Arabs taking over or coming into control, I guess, of the land for a year. I was thinking about the peace agreement that came, that just recently was signed by the Arab countries without Palestinians being involved. I think that we're probably in that era, because they have a peace agreement between the other Arab countries recently that was actually discussed or signed. I don't know if it's signed yet, but I know that I think it is, that Trump and his administration processed that, forgot the agreement. So my thought pattern went there about Yosef, about the return of the first Mashiach, and Yosef being one of them. So that's my thought pattern as well. So we're in that transition period and in the redemption era of 5781. And that may not be correct, but that's how I feel at this point.
I thank you all for. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut anybody off.
Far from being, I'm not trying to say I'm correct, but far from understanding all the, the truth and Hashem is giving us and the generations that have come before us, and I just think that we're in that generation, and I kind of feel very strong about this being. It's not the last, close to the last of the generations that the Mashiach will become reality to us, become very, very real. And I think you're seeing that. The end. I'm done.
Thank you all for sharing. It's I'm pleased by the feedback that of you sharing what you've just done, because it gives me reinforcement that what I'm doing in this process, because I've never heard of anybody looking to the Psalms the way I'm doing with the Gematria. But I really find the feedback you've given today and other times has been very beneficial in keeping me doing these classes, because it's really beneficial for my understanding and for all of our understandings. So, and it's really helpful to have that feedback. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Brandy.
It's Donna.
I'm sorry.
It's Maka.
Go ahead.
I wish I had the time to where I could read, not rewrite, but write the Psalms in the Gematria setting, using those Gematria words and putting those in place and rereading that Psalm based on what you're teaching from a Gematria area, from that aspect. It would be such great light that comes through, because we would know exactly which generation it was speaking of, which tribe it was speaking of, which, you know, that sort of thing. And rewriting it and rereading it would be just a tremendous amount of revelation and light that comes through those words.
I agree. Somebody will come along and be able to do that. And maybe it'll be us, but I don't think we're quite ready to do that. But it will come. It will come. It absolutely is true. You so folks, enjoy sitting and dwelling in the energy of joy and in the energy of chesed that we draw ourselves through the shaking and through the sitting in the lulav, sitting in the sukkah. So Chag Sameach, Sukkot Sameach, and Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Sabbath.
Do we have a class later on today?
Yes, we'll have a class at the 11 o'clock West Coast time. So right, 1 o'clock for you and 2 o'clock for me. And we'll be studying Shir HaShirim. Although most people don't call it study because all we're doing is reading it, but that is study in the Hebrew world. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
All right. Hugs. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.